Let's see. Let's see. Okay, you ready? We are live. Go ahead.
Joe, I'd like to discuss with you the 11-11 phenomenon, which I experience. It's absolutely absurd, the extent to which I see this number, like, daily, or used to be weekly, like multiple times a week. Now it's like multiple times a day, meaning in the morning, in the afternoon, and sometimes I'll wake up at like 1:11. So I know this just from talking to other contactees and abductees or even other people, that this 11:11 comes up frequently. And what I've come to understand about when I see this number, it's usually used as a trigger, and it has everything, it's a synchronicity, which for me, I've understood, has everything to do with the beings that are watching over me or, you know, that I'm in contact with. And I feel that it's being used either as a trigger or as a sort of landmark, a mark, or oftentimes, and this has become more and more obvious, and I've learned to follow the guidance with this, I guess I could say, it's used as a confirmation or, let's say I'm working on something and I'm thinking about something. Well, it'll be used to confirm it. Or as in, yes, that's exactly what you thought. Or yes, you're in the right direction. Or, for example, what am I trying to say? It'll be used to, just to guide me. It's just kind of as a communication method. That's what I feel. Or also, many times I've realized that when I was dealing with something, and this would show up at a very synchronistic moment, and for me it meant that the beings up there have, what's the word in English, have done something in this situation, or taken care of something in this situation, or fixed something, intervened for me. So that's the feeling I have now, and I've been going through this for over 3 years now, and it's become more and more and more frequent. So what's the deal with this 11-11? What do you think?
You know, the synchronicities always are kind of weird, because it's not just numbers. I mean, it happens in all kinds of colors, names, and it is a signal. I mean, it really is. I mean, we talk about this a lot, but, you know, for me, a lot of times, I'll wake up at 11-11, or I'll look over the clock, it's 11-11. I'll get up, you know, it's 333. Matter of fact, one of the archives we did today was 444. You know, it's just a weird thing. You see these now. There's a twofold thing here. One, it is a trigger, usually by the ETs. Two, though, sometimes contactees and just everyday people will fixate on it. So what will happen is you've seen 111 a couple of times. All of a sudden, it almost comes instinct for your mind, because, you know, we have a biological clock ticking. And it'll become instinct to look at that clock at 111, or at 444, or at 555. Thank God you can't do 666, because no, that we'd never hear the end of that one. But it's a weird thing. Well, I talked to a psychologist about this, and he, you know, because we were talking about the alien abductions and what it could mean, and he said, well, sometimes, Joe, people just fixate. He said they'll see it once or twice by accident, and then all of a sudden it becomes, now contactees, it's much different because it happens a lot more. It happens not just in like I said, just in this, but a lot of times, you know, contactees will look at a particular shape and see it all day long. You know, they're like, wow. Or they'll look at a particular car and see it all day long. It's a weird thing, but it is something to do with the trigger. But I think the numbers at least started out a lot of times, like when E.T. would take us or leave us, you would look over and see the clock. It would be 3:33 in the morning. And then E.T. may use that particular time a lot. They may come at that time a lot. So, or at 1:11, at 1:11 in the morning, they may be coming in. And I imagine, like everybody else, they have a schedule. So you get used to seeing that number, and it becomes part of what you are. Synchronicities are weird, and in the magic community, they said there's other reasons for them, like people falling around or things falling around. I don't know. I know usually if I start having a lot of these synchronicities, then there's usually some kind of event that follows. Usually a massive abduction or something along those lines. Something follows. It's a weird, weird thing in itself. Well, so for me, it's kind of like a warning of something of coming out. I say warning, and it might be a bad word, because I don't think it's anything actually bad. It could be. It could be something good, but I think it's more or less saying, hey, pay attention, something's getting ready to happen. Hey,
yeah,
pay
yeah.
attention, something just happened. And I really don't think it's any more than that, but it's hard because, you know, New Age community's got a lot of reasons for synchronicities, and there's a lot of other explanations for them out there, but being an abduction researcher and being that mainly contactee seem to have this happening to them, I really do think it's you know, it's a tag from the alien, something going on, something about to happen, something just happened.
Just for the past 4 days, literally 4 days in a row, and I have it written in my journal, I don't look at the clock forever, right? And I'm getting ready to slip into bed. I grab my iPhone. I look. It's 11:11. 4 days in a row. Okay? 11:11, I grab my phone at night. It's like, all right, well, I know something's going on, but I'm not sure what. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking, am
yeah.
I getting picked up tonight? What is this about? It's almost like, I almost wonder if it's like, okay, girl, you're getting picked up tonight, just so you know, a little signal here.
Well, it could be just that. I mean, it could be something as simple as, hey, we're coming to get you, you know, be aware. And I don't even rule that out, because I do believe a lot of times, well, a lot of contactees will tell you they can sense or feel ET coming. Like, you know, one lady tells me her stomach gets sick because she knows they're coming. You know, other people said they feel vibrations. For other people, it may be the synchronicities, letting them know that they're coming. There definitely seems to be something to it. We can't rule it out as something because, frankly, too many contactees are experiencing this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just yesterday, we're driving around. It was a couple times I looked at the clock. I mean, almost, but yet, matter of fact, and this happens a lot to us, weird days like yesterday, I looked at the clock. It was 12:12. Turned around, looked at the clock. It was 1:1. I was in the middle of something. Somebody asked me what time it is. I looked up. It's 2:22. I get home. I'm doing something. Joe says, Dad, what time is it? I look up. It's 3:33.
Wait.
I get a call from Jason at 4:44. I mean, how do you escape that? I mean, what the hell is that? It's one of those things that make you crazy. But it does happen, and it happens a lot, and it seems to happen a lot more to contactees. It also may be a way, because of our psychic abilities, that we're anticipating things. And by seeing the number, it triggers it. Maybe.
What?
I don't know.
Do you remember when I visited you and Linda? Linda is Joe's wife, huh, for everyone who doesn't know. Remember the last night when you guys took me out for a, you know, paranormal tour, let's say? Remember that really freaky place that we went to and we were hesitant? Do we go in or do we not? Do we drive in? Do we not? And then I don't remember if it was you or Linda got a really bad vibe all of a sudden, and we turned around, and Linda said, oh, it's 11:11. You remember? And I was like, oh, my God, it's 11:11. Do you remember that, Joe?
That was the mouth of the Honey Island Swamp, NASA facility.
Uh-huh.
The NASA Reserve is where we were that night. That was probably about 10 miles or 20 miles from where we got all up in that fog with the light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know, we need to do a show about that damn light. You know, I've been back there since now. I hate to waste our time, but I've been back there since now 10 or 15 times, and not even one time has it ever looked like that again.
Okay, people
been back there in the fog and everything. Okay. We definitely got picked up there.
So basically, I never connected the two. Yeah, so for everyone listening, we saw a ship in the forest, and we got picked up at that, like probably, I don't know, within the next hour. And so that was probably a mark right there, 11:11. All three of us saw it. I mean, what's the odd, you know?
Well, you know, what it might have been is when we seen the 11:11, might have been when they picked us up, and when we seen the light, it might have been when they put us back. Because didn't we stop at the casino after that or something, get something to drink or something? We did something. I don't know. Something we did that made me think that, but could have been the other way around too. That could have been the warning to what was coming.
That's what I think. Yeah, a warning. I don't think they picked us up at the time. They picked us up, and I had the dream that night where the memories came back. They picked us up on the road. They stopped us on the road, picked us up on the road when we were passing those flashing lights that were in the forest as we were passing.
That's
when they picked us up. Anyways, the 11:11 was probably a mark. Just to warn us. Are we over time?
We've got a couple minutes. It's What's I tell you about 11-11 now? I forgot. Damn it. Oh, you know, when you see these synchronicities, remember this, if you're just an everyday person and you're listening to this and you don't know if you've made contact, and you start seeing this every day, all the time, try to break the cycle and see if you can. Meaning, in other words, let's say, like you're seeing 111. Get your phone or your alarm clock and set your alarm clock for like 110 or 109 so that you're forcing yourself to see a different time. And then do that for a while and then stop and see if it just reverts back to the 111. It's something we've been trying with a few people just to see what's going to come out of it. I don't know if anything's going to come out of it, to be honest with you, but it should be an interesting experiment. We want to see if it can be changed, you know, if it can be moved.
Yeah, and I would recommend to everybody to keep a journal and journal these experiences because you'll start seeing patterns. Journal when you saw the 11-11 or the synchronicity, whatever, and then what was happening at the time. And patterns will emerge.
Yeah. And when you see that 11-11, remember, think about later on in the day, later on in the afternoon, stuff like that, because there may be other stuff going on, you know, like we were just maybe just a warning. So pay attention to the rest of the day after you see it. Because you see if there's anything else out of normal, anything abnormal, anything that's catching your attention, other than that, just for curiosity's sake. Because, it, you know, it is a lot of times, that's what it is, it's a tip-off, and then they come take you, and they do whatever, and then they put you back. So I think if people are paying more attention to the synchronicity, they might actually catch up more of their contact experience, or feel more of their contact experience.
The most important... I think the easiest way to interpret it, if we don't really know what it means, is pay attention. At the moment that it happens, it means pay attention. What's going on, what's happening. I think that's the easiest way to approach this.
I really do. I think that's the best thing to tell people. When you see the numbers, pay attention.
Yeah.
Or if you start seeing reoccurring stuff like that in any symbolic thing in your life, pay attention. You know, if every day you keep seeing a little green dragon somewhere, you know, pay attention. Something's going on.
Because
we used to think it was only just numbers, but we found out recently there's a couple of things that happen with people. Like, you know, the one guy yesterday was telling me every time he'd do something, he saw a blue flash. Walked in the restroom, the blue sign was flashing. He'd come out, the blue light in his car was flashing. I'm like, dude, you sure you're not just focusing on blue? Which he might have been. But it was just kind of weird the way he was describing it. And we've been hearing a lot of weird stuff like that in recent times, so. Pay attention anytime any of that happens to you, because usually you're gonna see something or have an experience or something, you know, prepping you for an experience ahead of time. So pay attention and keep it journal. Write
Indeed.
It down.
Indeed.
And if you wake up in the middle of the night and you see 111 or 222, get up, get your journal out, and start dreaming or start writing down what you were dreaming about when you woke up.
Yeah.
If you do this a few times, you're gonna find some stuff that's interesting. Okay.
I think so.
13.5.